review it. I'm sorry, because I'm on the freeway now, and I'm not hearing terribly well. But
What I'm saying is that it would be good if you could weigh in on whether or not the problem has been addressed by whatever information we get from Ilya before the count actually ensues.
Yeah, I'd be happy to, you know, offer any assistance that I can. There's an aspect of this that I would only feel comfortable addressing in a closed session. I want to help, and I do have information, and I, you know, have some familiarity with the program, you know. So I prefer to do it informally, you know, just make that offer to you without putting it in a motion so that I have get responsibility for making things work right, because there are other issues. You know, I don't have the time and the freedom, and I won't be able to fly out to New York and things like that. So,
Jack, can we confer about this tomorrow?
Pardon me?
This is Casey. Can we talk tomorrow?
Yes.
Good.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say that I very much support Rob's motion, and I've been persuaded by several people talking about the staff election that really is no different in concept than the listener election as far as the need to use a computer count to make sure it's both fast and that it's as accurate as possible. So I would support the motion as originally worded without any amendments or exemptions. So we have about 2 more minutes left on this item. Does anyone else want to speak on the motion?
Yes, this is Jan.
Okay, go ahead.
I support the spirit of the not having to use a computer for LSB, you know, when LSBs do elections. In other words, if the LSB is voting for P and B delegates or whatever, that does not need to be on computer. So I support that. Is there an amendment, is it clear that this does not count elections where there are 24 people or, you know, 30 people or less voting?
Yeah, I think it's very clear. The wording that Rob has here is arrange that any remaining ballot counts of the current delegate election. That's very specific.
Okay, then fine. And I also wanted to say, or to maybe ask Jack Van Aken, but it's my impression that the people who peeled off from the elections, you know, group did so because they were frustrated, like Jack was. But if they knew that they were actually going to be counting ballots, and what they said was going to be actual an account, do you think that Art Stasny would rejoin and finish up the count, Jack?
I can't speak for Art. You know, his last thing he said to me was he had another nonprofit or some other interest that he wanted to pursue. He spent, you know, since 2003 on this, you know, project of helping Pacifica with its elections and exploring every aspect of the software. So you'd have to talk to Art. I couldn't speak for him. And Fred. Fred's really very frustrated as well, I think. I characterize him fairly. He's, you know, there are a lot of issues with driving around town to do elections for the local station board. And so, I mean, you'd have to talk to them. I don't think I could say that, you know, they're ready to come back. Who knows? Somebody maybe more persuasive than I am could get them to do it.
Well, I would like to let's go to a vote on this, and then I would like to maybe in our executive session we can address this again.
Right, that's just what I was going to suggest. We are starting to get into individual.
Okay, so I would
people.
Like to. I'm ready to vote.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Serene?
Yeah.
Just quickly, I guess I don't necessarily need to put this I probably will have to put it in the form of a motion, but here's my concern, and you can tell me if in fact it does need to be a motion. I would like to know by, let's say, Wednesday the 12th, where we are in the resolution of this problem. So I would actually, I am thinking that an executive session of this committee on Wednesday the 12th, March 12th, might be a good idea to hear how close we are to resolving the problem.
Well, could I suggest as an alternative that we form a working group that anyone could join who wants to pursue this, rather than having the entire committee to have to reconvene?
Sure, and any committee member can join it, and then we'll plan to meet on the 12th, folks.
Let me just quickly check the KPFTX calendar and make sure there's not a conflict. Hold on 1 second.
Do you want me to read the motion again so that
everybody... Sure, please
do. Please.
Okay, this is the motion, the brief part. Whereas computer counts of STB elections are more efficient, less subject to error, and save listener dollars in contrast to hand counts, and whereas nearly all Pacifica delegate elections prior to 2007 were tabulated by computer, now therefore be it resolved that the PNB Elections Committee strongly urges the National Elections Supervisor to arrange that any remaining ballot counts of the current delegate elections be performed by computer. And I, as I said before, we can strengthen that by asking the ED to instruct the National Elections Supervisor to do so.
Well, this is Yosh, and I think Casey is still on the line. And if this motion passes, I think all we have to do is ask Casey if he's willing to comply instead of, you know, going out to the ED. I think that would be the simpler, quicker, more amicable process. So why don't we see if the motion passes, and then we can ask
Casey.
That's
fine. That's fine.
Okay. As far as Serene's amendment, I did check. There is no meeting scheduled for Wednesday, March 12th. So would people be amenable to an amendment saying, and further, that the Elections Committee form a working group to receive a report back on progress in carrying out this computer count at WBAI on Wednesday, March 12th. Is that, Serene, does that capture what you wanted?
Yeah, except Casey, are you available on the 12th?
Yes, I should be able to join your meeting.
And Jack, would you be available by phone? Jack, are you still there?
Jack might not. I was muted.
Yeah, I think I'm available on the 12th.
Okay. All right, so is there any objection to the amendment?
No, but I'm sorry.
Does the amendment also say KPFK, or I only heard WBAI?
Oh, yes, Serene, can we include both stations?
Well, I said if we get an update by the 12th, then the problem is solved, and the problem is solved. I mean, it'll affect everybody the same way.
Okay, so we can leave out any reference. So it would just be inform a working group to receive an update on progress towards implementing this motion on Wednesday the 12th and not specify at any one station. Is that okay with it, folks?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So is there any objection to that amendment? Hearing none, is there any objection to the motion as amended? Okay. Hearing none, that's adopted. So now, Yosh, yeah. Did you want to...
Yes, Yosh. Hi, Casey. This is Yosh.
Yep. I heard your question before. No, I've never had any objection to doing a computer count. It's only the problems that we encountered during the vote counting process that made me wary of using software that may be inaccurate. Uh-huh. I would be very happy to work with Ilya on correcting this,
But I also feel that it's very important to do the staff count by hand as well as by computer so that people can see how it works, to have the transparency, and also to show people that computer count is accurate, not that the hand count, because the hand count, we know, we catch the errors as we go, and we do it accurately. The question, many people question whether computers can be trusted with a count, and that's one of the reasons I do a hand count with the staff election.
Right.
I have no objection at all to trying to solve this problem. I think it's important.
Well,
the question I have is how long it will take and whether the finances are available to pay for the correction in the software.
If there's a cost.
If there's a cost. Yeah, I mean, we do have to pay Ilya.
Can we hear from Yosh, please?
Yes, starting to lose my train here. I can't speak for the entire group here, but I personally don't have an objection to there being a concurrent hand count and computer count, although in the event of some conflict, I think maybe, I'm assuming that they'll turn out with identical results, but if there's not an identical result, how would that conflict be resolved? Maybe a re-hand count? Would that
Well, we can look at where the round-by-round tallies start to differ, and we can identify any problems by doing that.
Okay.
This is Jan. Can I be put on the stand?
Yes. Go ahead, Jan.
I think that one of the problems that the Elections Committee was having was going through the hand count. It was very, a lot of frustrated that, and that's an issue for them, as I understand it. I wasn't there, but I've heard from several people that this was a very frustrating aspect of trying to get the recount or the redistribution done. So I just want us not to bind ourselves to the path of doing both a hand count and a computer count. I think that the sense of the motion that just passed was we trust the computer. And I'd like to go with that sense and just get the computer count done. And there's a lot of hand work that has to be done because there are ballots that people have to actually look at. And I'm not discounting that, where the ballots actually have to be looked at to determine what people's preferences and choices are. That needs to be done. But in terms of getting the count done, I feel that the sense of the motion that we just passed was use the computer and get the count done. And I would like to make sure that that is the direction. And by the way, as I read the bylaws, the executive director cannot tell he can make suggestions, but the election supervisor is independent of the executive director, and the executive director does not tell him what to do and what not to do, according to the bylaws. And we should
get that. True to some degree, but if the contract is terminated, that pretty much solves that problem.
Of course. The executive director can say, fired or not fired, but he's not supposed to give directions. And although, obviously, if the direction is, jump through this hoop or else you'll be fired, then chances are you'll jump through the hoop. But I just want to make that clear for everybody who hasn't studied that little particular portion of the bylaw.
Okay,
this is Rob Robinson.
Okay, this needs to be the last comment because we're just about at the time we agreed to adjourn to executive session. So go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, Jan, the bylaws say a great deal about the way the elections are to be conducted, which have no reference whatsoever to the way the elections have been conducted this year. So what is the point of making that statement? Let's just move on.
Okay. So is there any urgent thing that anyone needs to say before we adjourn this meeting into executive session? Okay. Let me just ask, since...
Are we going to find out by email or some other method who is on this work group? Because obviously 1 week is not a lot of time. I intend to confer with Ilya tomorrow and with Jack Van Aken and see, you know, what progress we might be able to make. But like I said, I have no idea how long it might take.
Okay, well, good point, Casey. We do need to find out who's interested in being on this. So can people say their names if you'd like to be on the working group?
Serene,
okay.
It's Bill.
I'm sorry, Bill, and who was that, Bonnie?
Yes, sorry.
Okay. Hi, this is George Reuter coming online for the first time.
Okay, who else wants to be on the working group?
Ifea,
okay.
And
Wesley.
Bob, it's Bonnie. I would like to be on the working group. However, I think there's a good chance I won't be able to be on the call next Wednesday.
Okay, but there might be emailing back and forth.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, anyone else?
Wesley Bethune.
Okay, Wesley. Okay, so would one
of
you...
Jan Goodman. I keep saying
Jan,
that.
Okay, would one of you agree to convene the meeting and just do the logistics of arranging the conference call?
Sure, I'll do that.
Who is that, Serene?
Serene.
Okay. Thank you.
And what about email communications between now and then?
Well, I think, Serene, is that something you could arrange, or do you want someone
else? Ditto.
Okay.
Or should we just use the elections committee email?
Actually, we could. There's no reason we couldn't share this with the whole committee. So, but the problem is it's going to take a couple days to get that listserv, you know, everyone on it. So for now, I think if Serene can set up a special list of the working group, and then, you know, if we get the other thing set up, we can use that as well.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, sure.
Thank you, Casey.
Okay, so one thing before we go is for the executive session, since Jack mentioned there were some issues he would like to discuss there, is there any objection to allowing him to be present? He's also a member of the PNB. Any objection?
No.
Okay, then the public meeting is adjourned, and everyone please stay on the phone. We're just going to have the stream disconnected, and then we'll continue the meeting. So thank you, Casey.
Good night, all, and I do urge you all to really fix the election system before 2009 so we don't have the same problems we've had in 2003.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.